MSMWholesale.com presents The MSM Miracle. What is MSM and how it can help?
The following educational lecture will introduce you to a revolutionary nutritional breakthrough that leading researchers consider to be the missing link to optimal health for both humans and animals. This incredible supplement is called MSM. As of 1997, there were 16 U.S. government patents issued on MSM, and it has been discussed at major scientific conferences around the world, including the New York Academy of Sciences. MSM has been documented in numerous studies to treat many common health problems, including its use for allergies, especially due to those uninvited guests in your bed, the dust mites. MSM has also been used for other uninvited guests, including headaches, arthritis, stomach problems, skin problems, and lung dysfunction. Research has also proven that MSM improves athletic performance, is an immune strengthener, and is a tremendous energy booster. Please enjoy this startling new information from Mr. Bill Rich, an expert on the benefits of MSM.
MSM is actually nothing but a nutritional sulfur. Man doesn't make it. It is in the ocean, and that's where it comes from. It comes down in rainwater, and so it's in a fresh blade of grass. And you may have noticed dogs went out and chewing on a blade and sucking on it. Cats will eat your houseplants. You break the aloe vera leaf, and you put it in the burn, and it takes the sting out, and you don't blister or scar. Wheatgrass juice makes people feel better. That's all MSM. The reason the dog doesn't graze, he just picks a blade here and there, is the older blades have already lost it through evaporation. It's so water-soluble, when the moisture evaporates, the MSM is gone. It goes with that. When dogs go deficient, they get itchy skin and they dig till they bleed. That is not a flea allergy. It's MSM deficiency. When you see people with red welded skin and it itches and they're digging a lot, that is MSM deficiency. Birds are in cages where they're fed nothing but dried seeds and they can't get to the leaves, will pull their feathers out to relieve the itch. When they get bald, they really suffer because they don't have anything else to hurt to stop the itching. And it just drives them, but out in real life, they don't pull the feathers out. Only birds are in cages. Well, the vitamin pill people missed it. MSM is the third largest ingredient in all living things. You're made up of water, salt, and a nutritional sulfur that's called sulfonyl. Your vitamin pill people were looking for chemical sulfurs. They found so little of this in your food chain that they didn't know it was important. They found lots of sulfa. Now, sulfa, you tear open and you put it in a wound and it burns the tissue and cauterizes. Sulfide, they put in your cornflakes, it poisons them. So you can leave on the sink 6 months and nothing will eat them, except people, some things. Sulfate, they put in your meat. We're allergic to sulfa, sulfides, and sulfates. Those are chemical sulfurs. Sulfonyl is a nutritional sulfur, and the reaction is as different to the chemical sulfurs as water is to gold. The way they found it is it ran out of the paper pulp. Has anybody been here near a paper mill? Did you notice you could smell it about 5 miles away? That was a solvent called dimethyl that ran out of the paper pulp. And it locked on to the nutritional sulfur and kept it from evaporating. Crown zellerback used to scoop it out of the water and spray it on dirt roads to try and get rid of it, but deer went out and licked holes in their roads, so it wasn't a good way to get rid of it. They were running their roads. So they took it to Dr. Jacobs and Hirschler's at the Oregon State Health Sciences University and said, what is this? He says, that's DMSO, dimethyl sulfoxide. One drop in your big toe, you feel great, you smell like you're dead, but nobody's sure how dead. When you park in front, we know you've arrived. It was not very socially acceptable. So he worked at trying to separate the sulfur from the stinky solvent. Finally found he could oxidize it. And when you oxidize it, it would crystallize and separate. And when it crystallizes, it goes into its natural pure form. And it was stable, so we could eat it, we could store it, and we could use it. Well, as long as it's a pure food, and we can add it to the diet, the problem is every time they wash, dry, steam, homogenized, pasteurized, or cauterized food, that's gone. Now, if you think about it for a minute, when the pioneers came out here, they didn't have any drugstores, but they lived fairly well. Now, how many of your friends can get by a whole week without something from a drugstore? Some of us are vegetarians, some of us are meat and potato eaters, and some take vitamins, some people don't take vitamins. So everybody's sick. Well, what was the common item? Where were we missing the boat? Well, MSM is actually your flexible bond between protein. When a cell dies and a new cell takes its place without, the new cell attaches but becomes rigid. That causes skin to bend and not straighten out, so it's called wrinkles. Cracking skin, scar tissue, hardening of arteries, and emphysema are all MSM. Now, let me talk about vitamin C for a minute, because every time you create a new molecule of flesh, you destroy one of vitamin C. When you have a lot of damage, you need lots of vitamin C to rebuild the new flesh. If you start to go deficient, then things get built thinly. If you have a certain number of bricks, you can make a short, stocky wall or a long, thin wall. The only way you can make it different is you got to go get more bricks. Eventually, if you're deficient enough on vitamin C, you get a condition called scurvy. Do you remember that in school? You're so weak internally, you rupture, you bleed to death. So instead of sucked on limes to get their vitamin C, and they're called limeys. Well, strokes, heart attacks, varicose veins, spider veins, chronic nosebleed and bruising are all related. Weak veins and arteries. You break one in the head, it's a stroke. You break one in the chest, it's a heart attack. Cut one out of the leg, sew it in the chest, it's a stopgap. Because if this one's weak, that one's weak. It's only a matter of time, unless you start building them strong and thick. But where adding vitamin C will reverse and make the veins and arteries strong and thick, without MSM to bond with it, it's leathery. You don't get good nutrition through the walls. You don't get toxins out. It has a leathery surface that doesn't permit what they call osmosis, where the fluids flow in and out of the veins easy. They also lose their flexibility, and then they're called hardened arteries. And if they expand it and they can't contract, then they're varicose spider veins. Okay, now let me talk about emphysema for a minute. Smoking does not cause emphysema. Dogs get it, horses get it, and they never smoke. It contributes to the appearance of it because these hot gases are burning your lung tissue. And when you smoke day in and day out, you're killing lots and lots of cells. And if you run deficient on vitamin C, the lungs get thin and weak. Without the MSM, they've lost their flexibility, so when they try and expand, they tear. Then you develop keloids. Now, a lot of times you get a cut and it heals and there's no sign of any cut. Next time you get a cut and you have an ugly looking mess, it's called a keloid scar. That's lack of vitamin C and MSM. When a welder is welding two pieces of metal together, the right temperature and the right alloys, it flows together, you have a seamless weld and it's beautiful. But if it sputters and spits, it gobs it on the surface, you can hit it with a hammer and it flakes off. Called slag. It makes an ugly weld that tacks it together. If you don't have enough MSM and vitamin C and you have a lot of damage, it'll tack it together with something. Given time, if you have enough MSM and vitamin C, the scar tissue flows down and goes away. If you don't, you just have enough to maintain it. It keeps gobbing it on to keep it together. I'm a perfect example of that taking place. In 1970, when I was working with our coin-operated TV chairs that we developed our own in all the bus terminals and airports, I was taking one up to San Francisco for the UL to test it. I ran across a wrecker sitting broadside the freeway outside of Tulare in a rainstorm with no lights and no flares out. When my lights picked him up, I was so close that on the water, when I was braking, I kept getting on top of the water and planing in this Dodge A100 van. So I kept pumping her down, trying to send her a stop, but I elected to hit the record because I couldn't see which way the cables were strung out. I didn't know where the workers were, and I didn't want to take the cable or the workers. So I got down to 15 miles an hour when I hit him, but the frame of the van went right underneath the side, so the soft nose came back and hit me. The engine sitting right here caught on fire. The engine compartment turned cherry red. It charcoaled me. For 20 minutes, I was grabbing things and putting them between me and the heat. And it charcoaled it, and I'm charcoaled from here down to here, clear to the bone. They spent 6 months sewing me together. Now, the tendon behind my knee didn't burn into that, saved my leg, but it burnt the flesh away from us, and they grasped me, the skin went down, out around it, and back down, so it looked like a cord underneath a piece of paper. I was flat, I was purple, I was leathery, like you see people with burns in their necks, you turn the head and it pulls, and I had 65 feet of graphene marks, tear along the dotted line.